It's the review show. Me, Rob Gutman, in the chair. I've got Neil as a guest. I've got Sean as per. We're going to pick the bones out of the big game against City last night. Sean, just talking more broadly about it before we drill down. In my notes, I've written a game of incredibly fine margins. I think all punditry has broadly agreed with that analysis. So I'm going to go with it too.
Well, I'll deal with the elephant in the room in it. We're winning the league. It doesn't really matter. So this show, you know what I mean? The result last night in this show doesn't really matter. That's probably City's only highlight of the rest of the season. So let them enjoy it.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Nice.
So, you know, we're not going to have any more upset for ages because we're just going to be doing... I said last night...
This is all very reassuring.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I can commandeer a Happy Owls, one of the old school buses that we all used to have, because I don't think we're going to... With squad sizes and nutritionists, I don't think one bus is going to be enough. The European Cup's massive. This league title's a lot bigger than it used to be. Although when we used to win leagues, you used to get two, didn't you? Do you remember? You had like the goal thing.
And what are you talking about?
Football league.
He's talking about the trophy parade.
The trophy parade at the end of the season, yeah. So we were thinking about how we can help Liverpool out by getting additional buses for like VIP fans, the rap.
Okay, let's tempt that fate.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Tempt the fuck out of that fate.
Yeah, look. Without making it statty, because we don't need to make it statty, but I think this is something that I think is interesting, is there does seem to be that kind of a meltdown in a big game like this where you like to try and take some kind of a narrative out of the game. So you want to kind of, when superpowers meet each other, if one's victorious, you want to try and sell kind of the journey they're on and where that's going, and then you want to look at the weaknesses and negatives in the other. And I think the media's kind of not sort of fallen for that, but I think probably the fan bases and other people probably have. But I was just looking at it this morning, and, you know, I'm not even going to say which team's which because it doesn't really matter. Very quickly, 9 shots v 7, 4 on target v 5, 2 big chances each. Both teams are within 5 passes of each other in completed passes. Attacking third entries are within 7. Take-ons are within 5, corners virtually even, tackles 24v25, interceptions within 2 of each other.
Possession 51-49.
You know, in boxing, you're having a draw and Don King back in the day would be making a load of money out of the rematch, wouldn't he?